Hello, everybody, and welcome to We Are Marvel, where we explore all of the corners of the Marvel Cinematic Multiverse. We're also the official podcast of the We Are Marvel Facebook group. Please be nice and go check them out, because we're friends. And while you're there, head on over to We Are Marvel Pod's page and follow us, because we're better friends. We are your hosts. My name is Justin.
My name is Jeremy.
And welcome to the Shizzo.
Ugh, gross. Thanks for joining us. After all this time.
Yeah.
We know it's been a while. We apologize for that. Just you
we
know,
celebrated so hard on our 100th. Oh, yeah. We needed to break.
Yes.
And other things happened, and someone went on vacation. And so here we are.
And yeah, and we're back.
Yeah.
Yes. And so we're excited. You know, like Justin said, it's been a while. A couple of hiccups here and there to get this thing started, but I'm ready.
I am too. And I am interested. I know what you're going to say about this movie, because you don't like any non-MCU Marvel movie, but...
Not true.
I had some thoughts while watching this, and we're going to get into it.
Okay, yeah.
Once we... Oh, by the way, if you didn't notice by reading the title, we're talking about Elektra.
Yeah.
From 2005.
Yep.
So...
It was a movie on its own.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll get into it. So if you haven't watched it, you have like 10 seconds to do so while you grab your Icarus and get settled in for Elektra. I was starting to, like, I was just going to go into this, and then I read the first three words, and I went, what? But it's, Elektra, the warrior, survives a near-death experience, becomes an assassin for hire, and tries to protect her two latest targets, a single father and his young daughter, from a group of supernatural assassins.
Yeah.
She's the last thing that stands between good and evil.
Oh, there was more. Oh, my goodness.
That's the tagline.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Yeah, she is the last thing, except for she's not, but...
Kind of, because no one else cares.
Yeah, that is true. It's just strange.
Until later when they do.
Yeah.
But it doesn't really matter, because it's fine.
Yeah, so I... Overall thoughts?
We'll get there.
Okay.
We gotta do the thing.
It's, oh, that's
if
right.
If you actually read my notes, you'd know... That we put overall thoughts
we went over
in the
that.
Same place every time we do this.
I'm just, okay.
I know you're excited. I am too, because it's great.
It's something.
So this was directed by Rob Bowman, written by Zach Penn, Stuart Zickerman, and Raven Metzner, based on Elektra by Frank Miller, starring Jennifer Garner, Goran Visinjic, what's his face from ER? William Lee... Kerry Huyuki Tagawa, and Terrence Stamp, who is Zod from the Chris Reeve Supermans.
Okay.
Released January 14th, 2005. Budget between $43 and $65 million, and a box office of $57 million. So...
Either made money or lost money.
Or broke even.
Right, yes.
Yeah. All right, now we can get to your overall thoughts, because you're just so excited.
I don't really have any overall thoughts. No, I do.
I figured.
So, I knew I've seen this movie.
Yeah.
And rewatching it, I kept thinking, have I seen this movie? Yeah, because that was familiar. Hmm. And keep thinking, like, I don't remember, and like, what's next, though?
Oh, kept you on the edge of your seat, eh?
Well, I don't know if I'd put it that way. If that is what happened, it wasn't for the good reason. It wasn't terrible.
No.
It also wasn't good.
Well, sure.
It was just a strange story that I had a lot of questions to. They did answer some, which was good.
That is good.
As we're watching this, I was thinking, okay, I'm going to have to ask Justin about this because it doesn't make sense. And then they did answer it. So that was nice. But it still was pointless. And I don't see the need for it, except for you have attractive Jennifer Garner, and
well, what else do you need?
Put her on the screen. Yeah. Let's do it. It's just the action was okay, the fighting was okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see the point of it. I don't know where the story came from. Maybe it is from a comic, and I don't know it enough.
Right.
Or I don't know where they were going with this. I know it was a spinoff from Daredevil. Yes, of course. Mm-hmm. We know that. But why?
Well, and that's what was so surprising because, I mean, Daredevil, I don't remember the numbers, but it did okay.
Right.
There was talk of a sequel for a while, but that obviously never happened. It seemed like this was a lot of contractual stuff that, you know, because, I mean, you have Jennifer Garner. She was on one of the biggest shows of the time with Alias.
Right.
So you have possibly the number one female action star at the time.
At the time, yeah. For, yeah, you're right. That's
so true. Why not? I didn't hate this. Like, I was a couple weeks before, like, knowing this was coming, I was like, okay, I'm excited to watch this again because I haven't seen it in a long time.
Yeah.
You know, I saw it in theaters, I own it, whatever.
You own everything, though.
Yeah. But it's been a while. Like, yeah. It's one of those movies like Hulk 2003 where it's like, I remember it being god-awful.
Right.
And it's talked about as if it's god-awful.
Right.
So I'm expecting a Howard the Duck experience.
Okay.
I didn't... Like, I enjoyed it for the most part. Like, it's not good.
No, it's not.
But it has a lot of potential.
Yeah.
And I think the biggest thing with this is it's a product of its time. I mean, this was 2005. Comic book movies were still like, get into our next one. You know, when we tell you that at the end of the episode, which is not that bad, but again, very much a product of its time.
For sure.
It's very corny.
Yeah.
There's a lot of slow-mo for no reason. And it's just, it's not taken seriously enough. Because the story, I was watching this going, the basic story of this is good. It reminded me, have you ever seen The American with George Clooney?
I don't think so.
He's like an assassin, hitman kind of guy, and then after his last job kind of sucks for him, he kind of goes off to, I think it was Italy, and just kind of fucks off there for a while and tries to live.
Okay.
And it's his life, and then work starts interrupting his trying to just take some time off.
Right.
It reminded me a lot of that.
Okay.
And it was like, that's what this could have been. Like, if they Loganized this movie,
yeah,
gave it an extra half hour of sense and purpose,
yeah,
boiled up the mood a bit, you know, gave us some actual tension, this could be great.
Yeah, I think there's small changes that they could have done here and there. I think not having them be her target would have been a better idea.
I don't mind that so much, because, I mean, it's like, you're my target, but I think more time would have made us, like, get the connection more. Because it's like, oh, you had me over for dinner once.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, but then they're making out the next scene.
That's my problem, is the love story that is so forced.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, she's a girl, so she has to fall in love with the boy. Like, give me a fucking break.
Yeah.
Like, that's the 2005 in this movie all over the place. So if you take that out, give them more time together so they could actually have a relationship of as friends, at least. Then it's, oh, you're my next target. That's a cool story.
That is a better story, yes.
Yeah. Like, that's the entire movie. I was like, God, there's so much potential here.
Yeah.
This could have been great. And I was also thinking, if not for that one ambulance flashback, and I know there's a deleted scene with Ben Affleck that's not in this.
Okay.
You would have no idea this had anything to do with Daredevil.
No, yeah,
which isn't a bad thing, but it should be.
Yeah.
Because it is.
Yeah.
And it's Elektra. Her ties to Daredevil are the point. Like,
yeah, I'm kind of wondering if her name wasn't Elektra and it was just something else, like, it would still be the same movie, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
For the most part, yeah.
Well, I mean, if you took out that ambulance scene and the fact that it's Jennifer Garner with her size, you'd have no idea this had anything to do with that movie.
Yeah.
And it could have just been some random ass action movie.
Now, did you tell me that we found out why, you probably didn't tell me this, but I thought it was you that told me, we find out why she uses the size in this movie, which I thought was interesting to figure out why.
No.
But we don't. Yeah. So, I don't know. And for some reason, like, hearing that somewhere, I am now very curious why she decides to use size.
I mean, it's a ninja weapon. Raphael uses them, you know? I mean, that's...
Say no more.
That's all you need. Well, I mean, it's well known that the Ninja Turtles are based off of Daredevil.
Right.
And Laird and, what's his face? The other guy. Anyway, they've admitted that, like, it's based off of
Daredevil. Yeah, they didn't. Daredevil. Hand and foot.
Yeah.
Stick and splinter. I mean, it's like, yeah, it's all there.
Yeah.
We all knew. You just needed to say, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Which is fine. Like, yeah, and if anything, cool. It's brilliant, and they've turned it into one of the biggest, you know, franchises of all time that literally just had another movie like a month ago.
Yeah.
So, good on you. I love Ninja Turtles.
For sure.
But, yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's just lacking. Like,
it is.
If it was made now and they took it seriously, this could be one of the best comic book movies ever.
Well, I don't know about that.
That's... It could. I mean, it could be on the... I compare it to Logan, but the apples and oranges of Logan is a character we've grown attached to for the last 20 years.
Yeah, true.
We wouldn't have that with Elektra.
Yeah.
But it could be that kind of True Grit, serious comic book film like we talked with Joe about.
Yeah.
Like, this could have been a film. Now it's just a movie.
Yes, that I can agree with. Yes, I think you're right. It does have the potential to be a great film, something that you talk about with joy, I guess. I mean, not that we're not joy yet.
With some gravitas. Like, it would, you could put it on a list of the top tens.
And not get laughed at, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
But now, if you don't put it on the top 10 list of worst, people are going to go, why didn't you put Elektra? And I wouldn't put this on the 10 worst.
No, after probably watching not it again. 10 worst. If there was a forgettable.
A middle 20.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, absolutely middle 20.
Yeah. It'd be like this, Hulk 2003, Daredevil, Green Lantern, Flash. Like, a lot of DC movies lumped in the middle there.
Yes.
But it's not Catwoman bad. It's not Howard the Duck bad. It's just a movie.
Right. There weren't scenes where it's like, I hated this so much. Why did they do this? It was just so stupid and doesn't make any sense. And there were little things here and there that were like, okay, that doesn't make sense. But it wasn't.
Like most of Stick.
Yeah. It was like, why? All the pool stuff. Why? Well, whatever. It was fine.
Yeah.
You didn't focus in on it and were like, everything about this character is pool. You just kind of showed it was kind of dumb, whatever, move past it.
Yeah.
Or with Howard the Duck, it was very specific, stupid things, songs.
Every second of the movie.
Every second. Yeah.
And you scratch your head with the barrel of a gun.
Yeah.
And just wait.
And just regret, like, why did I agree to do this? Yeah. But again, with this, and it was just like, I sat there the whole time, just, I know I've seen this, but. Like, I forgot it, probably because it is just so forgettable.
Yeah, I mean, I remembered some bits, and it was like, and as it was happening, I was like, oh, yeah.
Right.
And it was also that's just not as bad as I remember it being. Like, the tattoo guy, aside from his name being Tattoo.
Was it really? Of course it was. But
It was like, okay, yeah. It looked good.
That could
good.
Be cool.
Yeah.
It looked good for that time.
Yeah.
Like, now it would look way better.
Sure. But I mean, for 2005, that's pretty solid.
Yeah.
I'll take it. You know, the story, like I've been pointing out, like it's solid, has potential.
It's almost there. Yes. Yeah. We just needed a little more, like you said, a little more relationship building. Like, why do you care? And then why do we care?
Yeah.
We don't care because we know you shouldn't care.
Well, and that's like, I mean, given that it's a spinoff and a character from a previous movie, trying to keep that in mind and getting from where we left her there to here, that alone doesn't make sense.
No.
Especially with 5 seconds of Stick going, you're not ready, go away. Like, where was her training?
Yeah.
Except for that, you know, 30-second montage of one fight scene.
And that's like, all she got.
Yeah. And it's just like, this doesn't track. And I actually, because there's a director's cut of this.
Okay.
And we all know how I feel about the director's cut of Daredevil. It's very solid. But this, from what I gather, the changes are so minimal. It's like an extra minute of actual new, quote unquote, stuff. Right. A lot of it is rearranging scenes, alternate takes, chops here and there of some dialogue. Weird. Nothing substantial like Daredevil.
Okay.
Where there's a whole third subplot
right.
of depth yep. that you need for you to remember that he's a lawyer.
Right.
This, it's just, yeah, we rearranged some stuff. Okay. Like, I almost bought it, and then I read, like, okay, what's the difference? And, yeah, it, there's like a minute Jeez. Of extra stuff.
That's not enough.
Maybe.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, but there was. It was a lot of just, why do you care so much? And not just Elektra, but the other, the guy that gets her the jobs. I don't remember his name. I don't remember anyone's name except Elektra and Stick, which,
you know.
We've talked about him already.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but, like, this guy is now willing to die for these two people that he is having Elektra kill. Like, I know it's not him personally, but he set this job up, but now he's ready to die without any explanation.
I'm sure.
Reasoning.
I mean, I feel like he was really lonely and he was just like, I just need a reason. Like, you're here. Oh, that's fine. Great. I'm so sick of this life. Like, it is dumb. Well, we're already talking. We can just get into this. Yeah. Like, the stuff with the hand at the beginning where there's the whole tapestry and the animation stuff, and they're talking about the. It's the motherless daughter savior. And I was like, what does that mean?
Do you have an answer?
No, because she's not like, yeah, her mom died. And then they shoehorn in the fact that it's the main assassin guy that killed her for some reason.
Yeah.
Which they never talk about her dad, who died in Daredevil.
Yeah.
He doesn't matter.
No, he's...
And then you kind of think that it's... The little girl is the motherless daughter savior.
Oh, yeah.
But is she, though? Like, that's what I was thinking was about to happen.
Yeah.
Is that they were going to be like, it's not you, Elektra.
Right.
It's her. She's the savior.
Right.
And when I thought that, I was like, okay, that's a thing you would do in a better movie. Have it be this girl, and that's why she needs saving in the first place, even though she's an incredibly unlikable character most of the time.
Yes. So true.
But I don't think that's true either. Maybe it is, because she had her special shiny necklace.
Yeah, I don't know what that was either. It seemed very important, but then immediately it wasn't.
Yeah. Like, oh, and that's like, oh, she has powers. Like, Elektra doesn't have powers.
No.
Or I guess she does now. She has the healing powers, because she brought... her back to life, I think.
I
have it later.
Okay.
I don't know. So after the opening thing, we get this rush of like, oh, so Elektra is this legend in the underworld community.
Right.
As this merciless ghost of an assassin.
Right.
For some reason.
Yeah. Why would you have changed your name? Your dad was very popular and everyone knew who you were.
Yeah.
But yeah. No,
very famous. I mean, it's a cool name. Elektra.
Yeah.
They don't know that her last name is Supreme Nachos. Like,
Supreme Nachos.
It's, yeah. I did like that they gave her the red. Very comic booky. I'm glad they didn't give her the head scarf thingy.
Yes.
That would have looked really dumb.
Yeah.
So
I think they could have done the mask thing like they did in Daredevil Netflix. Series.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which that worked. And I think that worked for that.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, and that's, like, I love Jennifer Garner. She's great. And I'm excited because she's coming back in Deadpool 3 as Elektra.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So,
okay.
And she's super stoked about it. She's, like, up in the gym training for it.
Nice.
Like, yeah, like, she's super stoked from what I've read. Like, so I'm jazzed. Because just the fact that she cares that much about this movie that is, you know, seen as garbage, even though it's not.
Right.
That's cool. Like, that's awesome. But when I think of the character of Elektra, I think of, and I never say her name right, but the lady that plays her in the Daredevil show.
Oh, okay.
That mysterious kind of, you look at her and go, you have a dark past.
Right.
And you are capable of doing very terrible things.
Right.
Even being a fan of Alias, which I was, I never really got that from her. She's too nice.
Yeah. She looks nice. She looks like the mom.
Yeah. And that's great. And when she's played that or the friend or the, you know, the main love interest of whatever, like, she's fantastic. 13 Going on 30 is a great movie. And I'll say it all day long.
Sure.
But, like, she's just, she's not steely enough.
No, yeah, she doesn't look like the assassin.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
So it's, again, for the time, I get it. Alias was big, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. So they talk about her being, let's see. Sorry, I'm reading my notes trying to decide what is worth mentioning here.
This was just made me laugh. So the wants a break from the game, but money is better. It's accurate.
Yeah.
She is just like, no, I need a break. I need a break. Yeah. And that's another thing that reminds me, actually. She keeps saying, like, I need a break. I need a break.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm going to burn out.
Yeah.
And then at the end, the guy that makes these appointments or jobs for her is like, I knew you needed a break. I knew you were going to burn out.
Yeah, it's because, like, I told you that
exactly,
for
about
20 minutes until you shoved this down my throat.
Yeah. It's like, what is the deal here? I just, that would annoyed me.
It's such an old cop movie thing. Like, I'm too old for this shit. And then they keep doing shit.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Do better.
Well, and that's, because again, she died in Daredevil. We get that quick, glimpse of her in the ambulance, and she was trained by Stick for 30 seconds and then kicked out because she can't be teached or taught.
Yeah.
I wrote teached for some reason. She
can't be teached.
Well, I mean, it sounds as stupid as it was. Can't be teached. Fuck out. And what part of her can't be taught? Like, she did fine.
Yeah.
And she is an active assassin that you are now. Like, and that was, and later on, she's like, was this part of my training kicking me out? And Stick was like, maybe.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say, too. I was like, and then, they tried to play it off.
That,
like,
probably could have been.
Oh, well, this is all part of the plan.
Yeah, because this other girl who wouldn't have, I guess she would have been alive then, because it's only been 2 years.
Okay.
In actual time of release, because Daredevil came out in 2003. This was 2005.
Right.
They don't mention a time jump of any kind, though there should be.
Yeah.
For sense making. Yeah. Like, you're not going to learn much in 2 years that's going to make you a master assassin.
No.
I mean, that's just what I say. It's so strange. Because, I mean, I like her laying low at the house. That's what kind of gave me the American vibes. Like, she's just sort of... And there's another movie I keep trying to think of, and I can't. But the idea of this assassin who's been killing people for years... Let's just say this movie takes place a lot later in the span of time than it seems like it does.
Okay.
And they need a break, and they're burnt out, and they are, in this... nice, rented house and trying to be secluded, and then this nice man and his shitty daughter kind of burst into your life because she's like, yeah, the owners of this house let me come in here all the time and steal their shit, so I'm gonna do that to you because it's okay. And then Luca from ER knows it and is like, did she steal your shit? Because she does that a lot, and I don't really care enough to actually do anything about it.
Right.
But I want to make sure you're not going to, press charges, because then I'll have to do something about it. And that's a lot of work. She is too much.
She's the worst. Oh, man.
It is. She was. There were moments where I was like, hey, you're not bad. And you're a teenager. Most of them suck anyway. I know. Yeah. I sucked as a teenager.
Can confirm.
Yeah. But, she's not redeemable.
No.
In a way that makes me go, yeah, you go, girl, with your shiny necklace. Like, you save the day.
Yeah.
She doesn't learn a lesson. She's just like, I'll do this because I have to not die right now. It was so weird because, it makes sense that she is something. And was trained by Stick and his group, who I never remember their name. I think in the comics it's the Chaste.
Okay.
But I don't remember if they call him that in this or not.
Okay.
But there was nothing about... she seemed just like some random girl.
Yeah.
There was nothing that made me go, oh, you're an assassin in real life. You're not Chloe Grace Moritz from Kick-Ass, where I could see you murdering a gang full of people and be afraid of you. Because you are afraid of that little girl in Kick-Ass.
Yes.
She's very violent. Yeah. But this is just like, you're just some punk-ass kid who's being a punk-ass kid. And once your secret's out, quote-unquote, you're the same.
Yeah.
if not a little worse.
Yeah, like, you're right. There was no redeeming qualities about her. She just looked like the annoying little kid that is annoying the whole movie, and she is. Hmm. And yeah, you're right. I don't understand the... I guess explain to me why they were hiding this from Elektra.
Well, I'm trying to figure out...
Like, why are they even hiding? Like, just act normal, I guess.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out what the point... Like...
What the point of this movie was?
Yeah. Good luck. But, I mean, so Elektra is... Let's just call him the Chaste because that's okay. The only name I remember them as.
That works.
She is not part of that group anymore with Stick and the rest of them.
Right.
These people are... But they're in hiding-ish so mm-hmm. that the hand does not get them. Because possibly this young girl is that motherless daughter savior person.
Kind of the chosen one. Kind
yeah.
Of. Yeah. Right, okay.
So was it the hand that hired Elektra?
See, that's what I thought at first, but it was Stick that hired Elektra.
Oh,
yeah, okay. I was like, well, who the hell hired her? Like,
that's the puzzle.
Sure.
That's the test. You didn't kill them and save them and brought them to us instead. Why didn't you get them?
Yes.
Why didn't you just tell me this was what you wanted me to do, and then I would have just done that?
Yeah.
Because it's a guy and his little girl. Like, yeah. I'm not a fucking monster. And that's the they kept trying to shove this idea of, like, you're so angry. You're cut off from the world. You're taking your job too serious, and we can't trust you to not be a loose cannon and kill everybody. Since when? Why? Why would that be a thing?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you died, your dad died, but that doesn't matter enough to mention in the movie.
Right.
And you lost your man that you were with for about a week and a half before you were killed by the dude with the head tattoo. Why are you so angry?
Yeah.
To the point where you would kill a little girl.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. She's very irritating, but not enough to, like, kill her.
Yeah.
Close,
but yeah, not like, quite. and that was the other thing. It was like, you seemed almost willing to. Because you had your weapon out. You had your bow. Like, you were aiming. Like, you didn't see the picture and were like, oh, no, I can't do this. Like, you were aiming and you're like,
That was pretty good chicken.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing.
I don't know if I should or not. Well, I'm getting flashbacks.
To that chicken, and it was seasoned pretty well.
Yeah.
That's the thing, where if this movie was a movie and not just a money grab, you would have that built in of, like, oh, we've actually bonded over more than dinner and a movie. Like, they had a first date, and now Elektra's willing to... You know, cast aside the contract to risk her own life. And that doesn't make sense.
No. Or even if she didn't know them yet, or that it was them until they were like, hey, they're at this house. You know, you go to this house and they'll be there. And then she goes and aims and it's like, whoa, I know them.
Yeah.
I can't do this. That would make more sense.
Yeah, but she knew it was them.
Yeah.
And started to aim and went,
It was flashbacks, right? To, like, when she was a kid and she was screaming and...
I think so.
But it's like, why? It's been a while. Again?
Yeah. I mean, that's... I don't know.
I don't understand.
Because then she flashbacks to her mother being killed by this demon thing that's actually what's-his-face that's part of the stuff that they do.
Yeah.
Which, okay, fine. It's an attempt at being deep... That fails, but you could logic a little girl seeing the devil killing her mom.
Yeah, sure. For sure.
Fine. I'm not going to nitpick it. It's whatever. Like I said, it's an attempt at being artsy when it's not.
Sure.
Whatever. But, like, you either give them more of a reason for her to not kill them than one nice dinner, or you don't have her know who she's killing.
Yes.
Like you said, they're at this place. They're going to be here. here's your window of time, do it now. But yeah. She was like in her backyard,
yeah,
taking aim from across the lake, going, this place I was at last night, how much mashed potatoes did I get? Did she steal too many? Because if she stole more mashed potatoes than I got, I love potatoes, so I totally get this. Like, if you, like, give me my share at least.
Yeah, it's the potato rule for sure.
It is. But, yeah, it's just, it, and that's the 2005. It's mm-hmm. just, it doesn't have to make sense. You just have to get there.
Right.
They're in love now.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to make sense. Yep. It just has to be there.
She will do anything for both of them.
Yeah, because it was a good chicken.
It, maybe I just kind of thought of this, and maybe they were trying to explain this, but
they didn't.
Maybe she is trying to be the mother that she never had, but again, they didn't do a good job of explaining that. That would make sense.
I guess.
And she sees this little girl and her single father, and she wants to now be the mother that she never had because her mother was taken away from her.
God, I'm glad they didn't do that. That would have been worse. So much
but
worse.
I'm kind of wondering if they are trying to. Like, is that why you care so much all of a sudden?
I think
it's chicken. Not enough.
I think it's the
There's
chicken and
There's plenty of single fathers and daughters out there.
That weren't on your hit list.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's too short. Like, yeah. I don't remember how long this movie is, but I don't care how long it is. It's too short.
You're right.
This could have been a 3-hour long epic. It was too damn short because they didn't go to the trouble of putting in scenes where it makes sense. Mm-hmm. And it's... I recently watched Green Lantern because I was on a big DC kick.
On purpose?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Green okay. Lantern is a good movie. It's not a great movie. It's an Elektra-level movie where if you watch, and again, watch the fucking director's cut because DC loves to do this, where they actually make sense of what's happening with Hal Jordan, it makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
Because the scenes with him and his dad and showing their relationship and showing him see him die, that's actually in the director's cut. It's not a stupid flashback while he's having a moment in his plane. That's a scene that you actually see and as a kid and him like having this thing and you see him die and running towards the plane and all this stuff. Right. And it's like, oh, I get it now. It's like having... If you've never seen a single Batman thing ever, and the only time they reference the idea of Bruce Wayne's parents dying is in a flashback moment when he's just having a moment in the cave.
Okay.
And then like, why do I care?
Right.
What difference does it make?
Yeah.
And that's what they did with Green Lantern. They cut out this beginning part where you actually get his backstory. And reason why he's a character and not just a walking joke machine.
Right.
And with this, like, there's no character. There's nothing of... Everything is so surface level of what she's doing, why she's doing it. I need a break, but I want money because I need it, I guess.
Yeah, for
she what? Has OCD for... Two scenes.
Yeah, like... What
doesn't matter.
No, like, what was the reasoning for that? Yeah.
Well, and that's, like, because they show that scene when she's grocery, you know, has the groceries and she segments them all out like someone with OCD would do.
Yeah.
And then the girl mentions it as, like, a, yeah, gotcha, you have OCD.
Yeah.
That's it.
I think it must have just been a popular medical finding at the time and it was getting diagnosed a lot and they're like, we got to put this in the movie. Mm-hmm. This is hot.
Topical.
This is topical. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're going to get all of them.
Because yeah, it's not like later on it was like, oh, because your OCD is going to help us to do this.
Or that's keep us from doing this.
Right.
No. It was just a, I even hesitate to call it a character trait. It was just a thing that happened in the movie a couple times.
Right.
Instead of other things that should have happened in the movie.
Yes.
Like, yeah, she's methodical. She's an assassin. If you're not methodical, you probably won't be an assassin more than a couple times.
Fair.
Yeah, it's... So the hand sends these supernatural assassins, which are pretty cool. The house fight was not bad. I think the porch stabbing would have been cooler if it wasn't in slow-mo.
Yes.
Because everything, unless you have a good filmmaker, is better if it's not in slow-mo.
Yeah.
Like, it's just the way it is.
Yeah.
And this was 2005 sketchy slow-mo where you, like, saw each frame as she went up.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Oh, man.
It was just, Yeah. I was talking about bird tattoo guy.
Oh, yeah.
Spying on Elektra. And like the graffiti thing where it's the bird on the graffiti and that more, like that was kind of cool. You know, but I don't.
He seems a little too overpowered, but they don't use him enough.
Yeah. I mean,
you can just follow them anywhere. There's birds everywhere.
Yeah. And he kind of does.
Yeah.
But like, does it matter?
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't matter.
I mean, they do track them down. They track them down to her handler, who calls her E, which drove me nuts. I thought that was really like, hey, E, like, just fucking call her Elektra. Like, you're not Black Widow's handler from the Black Widow movie. Like, you're just some dude.
Like, but they just know each other so well. He just calls her E.
Yeah. I mean, it's been all this time of about 2 years, I guess. And then Luke from ER's daughter says that Elektra's her only friend.
Yeah.
Because of that one chicken dinner. It might not have been chicken, but that's what's going to be the rest of this episode. Sure. Just deal with it. Yeah. Like,
you're not friends.
No, you're
not.
Get
over it.
You're my vacation house neighbor. We had over because of some reasons. Because
she lied.
Yeah.
She lied that said her dad wants her over for dinner to make up for it. Her dad had no idea about it.
Yeah.
Like, which you did all this.
Yeah.
I guess to make a friend. That's how you make friends.
I mean, that's how we became friends. And I stole you from your house.
And then you invite them over for dinner.
Uh-huh. Under the pretext that someone else invited you over.
Exactly.
And then we're best friends. That is how we became friends.
Yes.
I don't know if you remember that, but I do. We also had chicken and potatoes. That's how why it works. That's
yeah.
Who doesn't like chicken and potatoes? That's what KFC is built around. And KFC is one of my favorite things.
Perfect.
So, oh, yeah. Abby, that was her name. I finally wrote it down.
Sure.
And then Luke and Elektra bond and stuff, and they kiss on the porch, which came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Again, it was good chicken.
I guess. Yeah, sure, he's a good-looking guy, you're a good-looking girl, but there has to be more.
Yeah.
You know?
Like an actual reason.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you saved our lives. And that's another thing. Like, okay, in the heat of the moment, fine, I guess. But even that's stupid.
Yep. On the porch.
Yeah.
Like, there could be another assassin just sitting out there across the, you know, at the neighbor's house with a bow and arrow getting ready to shoot us.
I did it. Someone else might, too.
Oh.
It's just so strange. And it is. It's because, well, she's the female hero and she needs a love interest.
Yeah. Why would the audience care otherwise?
Yeah. That's what was so, like, Captain Marvel being revolutionary, essentially, for many reasons, but one of them being that there isn't, like, a love story in her movie.
Right.
Because even Wonder Woman had one, which Wonder Woman needs one. Steve Trevor's part of her story. That's right. Part of the thing. But the fact that Captain Marvel didn't have one being this huge deal is great because they finally did it.
Mm-hmm.
But it took till 2019 to do it.
Yeah.
What?
I know.
Like, give me a fucking break.
Yeah.
What it should have been, if you really want to go there, is Elektra lost the man she loved in Daredevil, which would have made more sense if they'd known each other in college, like in the comics. But whatever.
Yeah.
And Luca, because she's gorgeous, you know, wanted to be with her, because, like, who doesn't?
Yeah.
And she goes, no, fuck off, because I miss Matt Murdock.
Yeah.
Nope. Like, Matt doesn't come up at all.
Yeah.
Like, she's just like, yeah, we'll make out on the porch with your daughter inside after we almost just died. That sounds pretty awesome. I mean, it's Christmas. There's lights on the house or something.
That's right. Yeah, it's supposed to be Christmas.
Because that doesn't matter either.
Yeah. Where does it take place? Do you know where it takes place?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't care.
It doesn't matter. Like, it looks nice.
Yeah.
I'd go there. It almost looks like it'd be around where we live.
That's honestly why I'm asking, is because it does kind of have that feel way up, like, Port Angeles, San Juan Island, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, like, I could see us, you and I, on a nice weekend, driving up to somewhere like that and having a really nice time.
Yeah, taking the ferry there, and that's the only way on or off the island of two
houses. Better and better. Well, yeah, I mean, They're nice. Well, the one house is pretty nice. The other one, seems like the guest room of the bigger house.
Yeah.
Like this room grandma's. Is for me. Yeah. My mom's getting sweet. Old. So we're going to put her in a log cabin because that's easier. Across the lake, though.
Yeah.
Not too close.
Oh,
man. And then Abby and Electra fight because, you know, Abby was trained by Stick and then told to fuck off too, I guess, because why would you...
That's kind of his thing, you know?
I mean, it is his thing, if we're being honest. That's what he does. Even in Netflix, that is literally what he does to Matt Murdock at a younger age. You tried to give me a bracelet that made out of an ice cream wrapper? Fuck off. Training over.
Or you cheap little shit.
I want K Jewelers level jewelry.
K Jewelers.
Minimum. Can't get there. Man. Don't go anywhere.
I'm just seeing your stone beats high, but tree beats stone. That was stupid.
It was.
Like this steel sigh just breaks right off, but a tree falling? Oh, yes. Trees are very...
They're big.
They are big and dense, but still, if a tree lands on a rock, it's going to probably break or roll off, not just incinerate the rock. Okay. I forgot about that, too. And I was wondering why, I was like, Stone, what is Stone?
That was his name. His name was Stone. But I did look it up, and that is an actual comic book character. I don't think Tattoo is.
Okay.
But Stone is, because I was going to make, I made fun of Tattoo, because that is, like, if you look up on IMDb, his name is Tattoo.
Tattoo, it has to be. What's Death Breath? Death Breath. The girl.
Oh, she is an incredibly loose interpretation of, and I think I have this in my fun facts, or Easter eggs, of a character from Daredevil lore called Typhoid Mary.
Oh, okay.
She has completely different powers, but she's essentially Typhoid Mary from the Daredevil books.
Okay.
Underutilized. And so I have it later in my notes, but so during the Well fight and all that shit, there's the, or maybe it's in the woods. I don't remember. I have it in my notes, but Typhoid Mary at some point says, I was supposed to be the chosen one, not
yeah, it
you.
Was in the, yeah, it was
since
in the
when?
Yeah, I know. Well, I guess that we're finding out now.
Oh, but I mean, obviously, this very important detail that would have explained why this character even exists in the first place. We could find that out right before she dies.
Yeah.
Why not? Then when we go back and watch it again, because we're going to watch it again and again and again.
Yeah.
That's what you do with a masterpiece. Then we'll be like, oh, it's such a layered, nuanced performance because she was supposed to be the chosen one. Right. You can tell by the time where she says she was going to be the chosen one. I like it. I think it's solid. Yeah, and of course, Abby and Electra have to fight.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's the young Padawan, and Electra's the seasoned vet assassin from a year or two ago.
Yeah, so she's got to see if she can beat her or not.
Yeah, and
am I better than you now?
Yeah, because, I mean, they've had about the same amount of training, would be my guess. So,
yeah,
true. Aside from the size difference and choice of weaponry, I think it's probably pretty even match. Also, what I didn't quite get, because they go to Elektra's childhood home.
Yeah, that's right.
For the final battle.
And all the gas works.
Yeah, and did I miss the part where they mentioned that's where they were going?
I mean, I don't remember it.
Like, what? Why?
The only thing I can think, I don't know. I have no idea. I'm making something up right now.
Okay.
It's because all of her flashbacks make her think that that's where she has to go back to. And I don't know why. Why would they do that?
Well, why was she having flashbacks in the first place?
I don't know, because they started immediately, and it was very loud screaming.
It was loud screaming.
It turns out it was Abby that did the scream. Because there were also flash forwards. Because she can do that. No. Remember, she does have superpowers.
Yes. I mean, that's I skipped over this part. I mean, she can see and communicate within people's minds or something.
Because I took it as... she
communicates with the main ninja guy and says, this is where we're going to meet or something. She does. She has. They have a mind communication.
That's right, they do. Was yeah. that him or was that her?
I got the impression it was her.
Okay.
Maybe it's hard to say.
Yeah.
It's been a week or so since I actually watched this, so I don't remember. Same here. But I just, like, I don't know. It's a cool idea of fighting at her childhood home, in theory.
Okay.
But when it doesn't actually make sense, like, okay, you could be like, the house is abandoned, mm-hmm. we're not gonna run into random people who are gonna get injured or something, and I know the terrain, so I'll have the higher ground. It's like the Skyfall ending.
Okay.
You know, it's his childhood home, he knows where everything is, mm-hmm. it's barren, like, he can fight on his terms.
Right.
You could make that argument if they made that argument.
Yeah.
But they didn't.
Yeah. Or they can make the argument of, I want to kill you or you killed my mother.
But she didn't know that then. Or did she? I don't remember.
She started, as the flashbacks kept happening, it would change.
Okay.
I think it was...
because that would make sense.
It was too. Eventually to him.
Right.
The flashback eventually was to the guy that killed her.
But I thought that wasn't until they were at the well and he told her that's who he was.
Oh, man, probably, actually.
Because, right. We'll get there. But I mean, it's, that's, and that would have made sense too. If she had figured it out and had that Ninja Turtles, you know, moment where you killed my master and I'm the rat that bit you and clawed your face moment, then okay, that makes perfect sense that you would go to your childhood home.
Sure.
You're fighting your demon, because that's what they were trying to do, mm-hmm. where he scarred you.
Right.
Makes perfect sense.
Sure.
If you say that. Or allude to it in any way.
Yeah.
Before he just flat out tells you that's who he is while you're about to kill him at the well in 5 seconds. So, yeah, it's my next thing. So they're fighting in that room in the sheets, and he starts to say, now you'll remember. I killed your mother. Now you'll remember. Like, he keeps, like, he's mind melding her.
Okay.
And getting her memories to repress. So, yeah, it's after that she has this epiphany when they're in... and the sheet fight is cool.
It's all right.
It's cool looking. But when he kept saying, now you'll remember, and she has the flashes and then finally sees him, I'm like, what? Since when is this the guy? It's like Typhoid supposedly going to be the chosen one. Like, when? When did that happen?
I don't know. And
they could have mentioned it when they were hired, too, by the hand at the beginning in the boardroom with the stuff. There could have been a whole thing of like, oh, with her. I killed her mom. Then I'm going to kill her.
Right.
Cool.
Yeah. Or awesome beans, bro. Say it in your fancy way of, I killed the mother, now I shall kill the daughter. You know, some stupid line like that.
So at least we know.
Yeah.
It still doesn't make, like, and then you have him bring her to the house.
Right.
That's where they go, and when she's on her way there, she goes, oh, shit, we're going to my childhood home. Hmm. Why? Then he reveals it, and you go, oh, that's why.
Right.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
So Abby comes to the rescue, though, with her cool necklace for 2 seconds. It doesn't matter, because then they escape and Electra saves her anyway by doing the long arm stretch and the whipping the necklace around, because it can do is glow and hurt, I guess. Which a real necklace, if you whip someone in the face, is going to hurt anyway.
True, yeah. I mean, if you have a metal necklace, for sure, that would hurt.
Yeah.
I
doesn't need to glow.
No. And, yeah, like, what is significant? they clearly make it seem like there's something significant about it,
mm-hmm.
but never explain it.
Well, that's for the sequel, because this is going to get a sequel, Jeremy. Okay. And when it does, they're pre-DC, where when you watch the next movie, the last movie is going to make a lot more sense, probably. Just sure, wait till the director's cut. There's a whole minute that is going to just... It's going to change it all.
But okay.
That's how it does. So we got a swarm of tattoo snakes, which was cool looking, I guess. But then Elektra just, like, comes up behind him and snaps his neck.
Yeah, and they all go away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, couldn't... Like, was he just not there then? He was so into the snakes, he didn't know that...
Because part of me thinks yes. Like
I think so, but that's still
in order to control them, like, he has to really focus and be them.
Yeah.
But then when he's a bird, it's like he's just waiting for the bird to come back. It's like, so what? Does he have to control them mentally or not?
I like the idea that when he was the bird, he was just standing on that roof, arms spread, waiting for the bird. And that they were, like, putting pencils in his hair and, like, messing with
him. Sharpie on his face. Yeah.
Drawing a mustache. Pulled his pants down.
Drawing new tattoos.
Yeah.
Did you become this, idiot? Just writing useful. Ever tried trying that? Oh, my
God. Then the bird comes back. It's like, God damn it, guys. Every time. We're supposed to be a team. Oh, gross. Oh, the treasure. That's what Typhoid was. She was the treasure. Oh, she was the
treasure.
And she doesn't like being replaced.
Who was?
I mean, who? I don't.
So she was going to be the chosen one. By Stick, I'm assuming?
Well, the chosen... I don't know or what the chosen one does. I don't know if anyone does.
By this movie, no.
It's like... And I mean, honestly, they do about as good a job explaining it in the Netflix show. But remember in the Netflix show where Stick wanted to kill the little kid? And then Elektra became the one that was the next little kid. That was supposed to, like, it's that.
Okay.
Making about as much sense.
Right.
And having about as much explanation behind it.
Okay.
Because I never quite understood what that all meant.
Yeah. Aside from, it's supposed to be important?
Yeah.
But like also
she's supposed to be the ultimate deadly weapon.
Right.
Or something. But the fact that it is able to jump from person to person, where it's Typhoid, but then it's Elektra, and then it might be Abby, if she can harness her cool necklace. But is it, though, is where I'm kind of foggy. And not in a foggy Nelson good way.
Nice.
Thank you.
I think it's, now that you have that, I guess, a little bit of explanation, it reminds me of Neo in the Matrix. One is out there.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Matrix, the only people that really want him to be the one is the good guys. The bad guys just want him dead. And for this, like you were saying, they are the ultimate assassin, we'll say.
Mm-hmm. Or something.
And either they're on Stick's side, which is supposed to be the good side as far as we know, or they're on the other side, which is the bad side. So either way, they're
it's
the biggest, best assassin.
Right.
Sure.
But yeah, I mean, we'll just talk about, because I mean, we're basically at the end.
Yeah.
But because then, if that's the case, why is it that after Elektra kills this group of assassins, they're okay now and safe?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you just send more assassins or like better ones that have more snake tattoos?
Yeah.
Like.
No, that's a very good point.
Yeah. Because they even say, like, you're safe now. Why? Since when? What does it, like, it's a giant. The Hand is a huge criminal organization that is everywhere. There's like the Yakuza, but with sci-fi powers. How are they safe now?
The only way they're safe now is if they're like, oh, Abby, you're not the one.
You were
then, you're safe.
That magic necklace is cool looking, like as a bling thing, but you suck.
Yeah, you're not the one, so nobody actually cares about you anymore, so you're safe. Yeah, you're good. No one's coming after you. They don't care about you.
Yeah.
That's the only way they'd be safe. You're right.
I'm trying to remember Abby still won't listen, even in a poison-induced coma. I don't remember why. But Elektra has meditation resurrection powers, so she's okay. Oh, it's because Elektra's trying to get her to wake up. That's okay. What it was. And she was in the...
Yeah.
Okay, I remember now.
We can't fault her too much for that one. She was poisoned.
Yeah.
But it does fit her character. No,
but the point is, like, Elektra's, like, yelling at her to wake up, even though she's, like, in a coma. Like, it's probably... Yeah. Or, like,
that's not how comas work.
No.
Just wake up already.
I did it. Why can't you? Oh, that's right. Stick did the thing, and I woke up. I'll do the thing, too. Because that's a thing I can do now, because it happened to me, I guess.
It happened to me, so now I can do it.
Which means Abby can now do it, because it happened to her.
Right.
Fuck that necklace. She has resurrection powers, too. Oh, God.
Yeah, talked about that.
Yeah, and then Elektra Slow-Mo walks into her new life, and it ends.
Well, yeah, what's her new life? I don't really...
Get more of the same stuff, okay. Probably.
Yeah, that's right.
With a new handler, because that guy's dead.
He's for dead.
Someone
for
sure. Who won't call her E. That's a new life. I'll take that life all day.
Sign me up.
Like, as fun as this was, I didn't hate this movie.
I really didn't. Yeah.
Like... It's fun to rip on because it's so ludicrous.
Yes.
And irritating that it could have been so much better.
Yeah. There was a lot of stuff that just didn't make sense that you could have changed and made sense.
With words.
Yep. Yeah. Words help so much.
Yeah.
But.
Okay.
Overall, I guess, because we've done this before, is would you recommend watching it or not? I'd say sure. You don't have to watch it. You will not be missing anything. If you want to sit down and watch it, go for it.
Yeah.
Like Howard the Duck, I recommend never watching.
Yeah, I would
if you don't
never
know what happens,
like
don't.
If it was back in the day when we first met and I knew a lot of movie people who, you know, cuz watching shitty movies was kind of our thing. The Room was a fun thing to watch when I was young and had the patience to watch The Room.
Right.
But I don't have that patience anymore. So watching bad movies, I'm like, I could have literally watched British Baking Show for the third time this week and been fine.
That's the one with the kids, right?
No, it's the...
What's that one?
The Great British Baking Show?
Yeah.
It's
maybe there was one with kids and I watched that one.
It's a baking show that's British. It's usually on PBS. It's on Netflix sometimes.
Okay.
Paul Hollywood and Prue Leaf. I don't know. It's fun. You know what's nice about it is that unlike American... cooking shows,
yeah,
they're nice. It's not so cutthroat. It's not like I'm gonna win and you can all eat shit and die. It's
right.
Like they help each other when they need. They'll help each other, like, you know, arrange their last minute stuff so they can have something to present.
Yeah,
like it's much more positive. I enjoy it.
It reminds me of the one I think I saw. I think they might have made a kids version. Because
well, I mean, British shows are just nicer anyway.
Yeah, I think it was Kids British Bake Off. Yeah. So.
Because there's a pottery one on HBO that we've watched. And, like, the main host cares so much about pottery, like, he cries sometimes. Jeez. When someone makes a really nice piece of pottery. Like, he legit cries.
Okay.
And I made fun of him at first, because I'm American.
Yeah.
But then watching it, it's like, that's impressive.
Yeah.
Like, you care that much about something that when it's done to an expert level, you legitimately cry. Like, you wouldn't see that on an American show.
No.
Anyway.
Yeah, back to this.
This
pile of garbage. It wasn't too bad.
It was fine. Like, it's one of those things where I would go, it's not as bad as you think it is. It's worth a watch. Yes. Don't expect a lot, but it's fun. I wouldn't put it on a Green Lantern Director's Cut level or a Daredevil Director's Cut level.
Which are positives for him, if you're new to the show.
They are. But... Like, I'd be like, give it a chance.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of potential here. If you really want to see it, like, there's a good movie in here, but it's flat.
Yeah. For me, it's more of a you're not missing anything. And like you said, it might even just annoy you that there could have been a good movie, but it's not.
I could see myself watching this again in 5-10 years.
Okay.
Just to be like, yeah, I remember that being not too bad last time I watched it. I'll watch it again, and then I'll have the exact same reaction. Of like, oh, yeah, this has potential. A lot of wasted potential.
Wasted potential, yes.
All right, let's get into some Easter eggies and some fun factoids. There aren't very many.
Yeah. Can we go first or second?
Sure.
Or,
okay. I don't care. I don't remember.
The first Marvel movie featuring a female lead.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, it doesn't get credit for it, but, you know, it's...
Yeah, it is. I mean, she's... Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is pre-Captain Marvel, which was the first MCU movie with a female lead.
Right.
So...
Interesting.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
While filming the Psy sword fight, Jennifer Garner accidentally got her knuckles sliced by Will Yun Lee. She got her knuckles patched up, and when she and Lee resumed, he subsequently sliced her again in the exact same spot.
That guy is good.
Yeah, and he's a dick. I have this cut like on my finger that's been pestering me all day. There it is right there.
You can't find it, folks.
It's right where I thought it was the same. Fuck off. And it's right where my nail goes by. So every time I like go like this against my finger, I actually like filed down my nail earlier today because it kept slicing. And I go, fuck, that hurts.
That is great for a podcast
audio. I think so too. Well, you saw it, and that's what matters.
Okay. Did you finish?
Yes.
Yeah. Natasha Mouth, the Typhoid Lady.
Mm-hmm.
Was previously auditioned for the role of Elektra in Daredevil 2003. So she was almost the chosen one.
Nice. It all comes together.
It just fits.
Circle.
That's what she meant by the line.
Yeah, obviously. Okay. I was almost Elektra. I could have been a lead instead of this stupid side character. No one's going to remember except for we made out for a second.
I do remember that now, yes. I forgot. Remember.
That was in the trailer, for Christ's sakes.
That's why this movie made what it did.
Yeah, I went. All right, now a couple Easter eggs and we'll get the frick out of frack. Speaking of Typhoid, the character Typhoid is based on Typhoid Mary, a villain from the Daredevil comics. Though, as I mentioned earlier, Typhoid's powers of poison are different from Typhoid Mary's psychic abilities of telekinesis and pyrokinesis.
Mm. Like
they are in the books. Yeah, I actually have a figure of her somewhere. Yeah, it's up there.
Up there somewhere.
And she has a sword that's on fire.
Oh, okay.
So, like, I'm not familiar with her, but the pyrokinesis makes sense. So that's fire, you know. Pyro is fire. So she can manipulate fire and put her on a sword. That's better.
Telekinesis is Lee.
Thank you.
I guess not.
Let's move on.
The first scene with Bauer and DeMarco was nearly completely taken from Elektra number 23, volume 2, written by Robert Roddy? Roddy?
I think so.
Roddy.
Rod I.
Cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, they did. It's like they read the comics, but didn't know how to make them into an hour and a half long movie because this movie should have been 2.5 hours long.
Yeah. I was going to say that's like they did their homework.
Yeah.
But it's also like they just copied it from someone else and just changed the words a little.
Yeah. Stone was actually, which is the guy that gets smushed by the tree,
obviously,
was actually one of Stick's partners and helped to save Daredevil and Elektra in the comic books after Kirigi and the Hand attacked them, which was during Frank Miller's run.
Oh. Yeah. Cool. So Stone used to be a good guy, but he's turned...
To the tree side.
To the tree side. To powder, yeah. All right.
Yeah, it's just a mist.
Well, thanks for putting all that together, Justin. I appreciate it.
I appreciate
you. If you guys enjoyed that, let us know.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to tell us what you thought of the next show we're doing, which is a movie, Fantastic Four.
Did you write Elektra?
Yes.
You think you know what you mean, but no one else does.
Well, Justin will clear this all up for you all later. Mm-hmm.
Basically, what he's saying is that our next episode is going to be a review of Fantastic Four from 2005, where I believe we'll be talking about that film. So if you want to tell us what you think about Elektra or Fantastic Four from the same year, let us know. And Jeremy's hopefully going to tell you how to do that in a way that is succinct and helpful.
I feel like you just said exactly what I said.
I think
word for word.
Yeah.
Well. Yes, you're right. I will tell you exactly where to go. And that is a website, www. wearemarvelpod.com. That's going to also give you links to our social network stuff on our merchandise page. If you want to go on there, you can pick a design that you like, which is either our logo. There's one of just me. There's one of just Justin. There's one of just the words, We Are Marvel. You pick that, and then you can pick kind of what you want it on, a shirt a pillow, a cup, a mug, whatever you want. You can do that. That'd be awesome for us. We would love to see if anyone's purchased anything. Let us know. Send us a picture.
Yeah, we had someone with a sticker that put it on their bike, and it's up on our Instagram.
It is.
And we've been actually posting stuff on Instagram.
I know. Justin's been killing it with the socials.
Yeah, so if you don't do the Facebooks, because not everyone does, we are actually doing stuff, the same stuff we do on Facebook, except for the new stuff, on Instagram. So follow us on either of those places to get my funny meme of the day.
Yeah, it is. We Are Marvel Pod. That's on all the social networks. We are on Twitter, too. We're not very heavy on that, but maybe that could change.
Maybe. Someone else pitches in.
Whoa, okay. I guess we're going to get a third person on the team. I don't know. I don't know what he's getting at, everyone. So get a hold of us. Reach out. We would love to hear from you guys. Whether this is your first time or your 101st time, thank you for joining us. It's been fun.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, I know we took a big break, and that was just, like I said, like we said earlier, just some personal
events
and just busy, and
like, I almost rescheduled today. Like, it's been a time. But we're fine, and we're here.
Yeah.
And we're electrifying.
Well done.
And next week, or next episode, we will be fantastic.
All four of us.
Yes. We're going to hire two people, and they're just going to stand there.
Yeah, they might say hi.
Well, wait, we have to hire one person, because the third person can be invisible.
He's getting it. You'll get that next week. Okay. That's just a little sneak peek of what we have ready for you. It gets better, so just please join us.
If they've listened this far, then they know that's not
true. I don't know who does. If you're listening, seriously, let us know, because
proud of you.
I would have tuned out by now. But all those that have listened and are listening, thank you for joining us. And until next time, I've been Jeremy.
And I've been Justin.
Bye.
Bye.